Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Fayetteville, North Carolina, is David Wilkerson, who's Director of Sustainability with Shaw Industries. David, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Good to be with you today.
Well, thanks for having me down here. We're at the ribbon cutting and grand opening of the Clearpath Recycling Plant, which is a joint venture with DAC America and Shaw Industries. This is pretty monumental here. Just to introduce it to folks that may not know about it, DAC America and Shaw Industries announced about a year and a half ago that you're going into this joint venture. This is potentially the largest polyester recycling plant in North America. Is that right?
That's correct. Today, we're still in startup mode, ramping up production, but we definitely have a plan to be the largest PET bottle recycling plant in North America. We have had a long-term relationship with Alpha, who is the parent company of DAC, and in fact, we have a separate joint venture relationship with Alpha, but we have been buying PET resin from DAC for a number of years and ended up having this joint venture to build and operate this recycling plant.
So the eventual plan, I think, is to recycle up to 280 million pounds, but at its current state, it's doing about 160 million pounds. Is that right?
That's correct, Kemp. The equipment we have in place, we're ramping up the production as we speak, but we'll have the capability of processing about 160 million pounds of PET bottles per year.
And out here, I mean, the people, I'm not shooting video, people can't see it, but there's a huge, massive parking lot, and I think there's about 24 million pounds of feedstock, which are post-consumer bottles that are going into this plant. And I'm told that they can recycle about 10,000 pounds an hour in this plant. So Shaw Industries takes this clear flake from this recycling process, and you take it back to your facilities, and then make polyester carpet out of it. Is that right?
That's exactly right. I mean, the process itself is pretty interesting, but of course the bales of bottles, when we buy them, they have an assortment of clear and primarily green, but colored bottles, and the steps associated with converting that into flake are pretty significant, but the sorting process is particularly interesting to me because you have to somehow, at a very high rate of speed, segregate the clear bottles from everything else, but ultimately those get converted into a flake, and that gets converted into our clear touch carpet, PET carpet fiber.
A couple quick questions I was curious about. The name of this place, Clearpath Recycling, very similar to your Clear Touch product. Tell me about the origin of that name.
Well, I wish I could tell you that it was a combination of Shaw and DAC and a brain trust coming up with the name, but honestly, the people at DAC did some internal research, and I think they actually had a contest of sorts to see who could come up with a name that would be good. They randomly selected Clearpath, approached us with the name, and because it coordinated so nicely with our Clear Touch PET branded carpet program, we thought it was, you know, an easy decision, so we chose that name.
All right, you've got an investment in this facility. Shaw made the conscious decision a year and a half or 2 years ago or so to actually invest in this plant. So you are part owner in this, is that right?
Yes, we're the majority owner in the joint venture.
A question I have to ask is, you know, when you start thinking about, everybody knows when you talk recycling material, you know, usually the post-consumer recycled material, you have to pay a little bit more for it. Give me a feel for the difference in price between the flake you get from this plant and what you would have to pay for virgin resin that you would normally use if you weren't using recycled content.
Well, certainly a good question, but not an easy answer. You've got the virgin resin, which can fluctuate in price significantly from week to week, month to month. The pricing or the cost on the flake can also fluctuate depending on what the market price is for the bottles and depending on the efficiency of the operation. So there's no hard and fast rule of thumb, but I think it's fair to say that we believe that it will be certainly in our economic best interest to operate this plant at full capacity. And we expect that we'll be able to use a large percentage of the product that we generate in our PET filament program.
Is there any concern that you won't get enough post-consumer recycled bottles to run this plant?
Not really. We seem to have access to plenty of material right now, and more companies are approaching us with their inventories and asking us if we would be interested. So today we don't anticipate a problem. Long term, you just never know for sure because it is a product that's being collected. But one of the things that we are aware of is that today only about 28% of the bottles that are utilized in the United States are actually collected and recycled. So there is a huge upside as far as the availability of inventory. The challenge is just to have adequate places for the bottles to be collected. And sometimes it's curbside, sometimes it's in commercial buildings and so forth. But the challenge is to get people who use those bottles to make sure they get recycled. But if 50% or ultimately a higher percentage than that could be collected, there would be an enormous supply.
Well, I got to hand it to you. I know there's a lot of introductions planned for surfaces on PET carpet. And a year and a half ago, you guys must have seen this. Let me ask you more of a carpet question. Why is it that PET carpet has become more popular?
Well, in a tough economy like we have today, people who are buying products are particularly careful about price and value. And today, there is a delta in price between PET or polyester and nylon. And so you are seeing more, focus and more success with polyester products today than you may have 2 or 3 years ago. It is definitely a segment of the residential carpet market that's growing. In some cases, it's at the expense of polypropylene, and in some cases, it may be at the expense of nylon. But the segment is definitely growing.
It's actually color fast. It's soft. There's been a little bit, of fiber technology that's allowed it to perform better than the PETs of years before. Is that right?
That's correct. We've definitely had some significant technological advancements as far as the performance characteristics. It's always been extremely stain resistant. And the challenge has always been to make sure that you had the resilience and the recovery in the product. And it has improved. Now, it's not at the same level as nylon if you compare apples and apples, but it's very suitable for residential installations and has a value story that the consumer does embrace.
All right, if we look at this big picture from 100,000 feet and you've got bottles that are used by consumers, they go into bins, they end up here, you end up making them into carpet, they go into carpet, they serve their life. 7 to 10 years later, what happens to that carpet?
Well, 7 to 10 years from now, we have every expectation that there will be some commercially viable recycling options. Today, Shaw has a method that ties into our new Re2E carpet-to-energy plant, and it is very suitable for basically extracting energy from polyester. And when we do that, it's a very clean process. The BTU content is about 25% higher than coal and fuel oil. So it has some advantages there. And also it is a cleaner burning process. So the long and the short of it is today, that is the most viable method for utilizing the carpet products made with PET and polypropylene for that matter. Long term, I would tell you that there are a lot of companies specifically that are working on commercially viable methods of recycling PET carpet fiber. It's not really viable as far as converting it into a engineered resin today, but we do think that we'll make some advancements over the next few years and ultimately be in a position to recycle PET carpet in a fashion similar to the way we can recycle nylon 6 today.
Okay, interesting. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. It's great to spend time with you. I'm very impressed with what you've got here. I wish the audience could see the investment that Shaw's got here in partnership with DAC America and what they're able to do with what for many years has been trash. So I've been talking to David Wilkerson, who's Director of Sustainability with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.